Good news on the job front last month. The private sector hired the most workers in 3 years.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, companies added 93,000 jobs in November. That's the best number since November of 07. In a moment, we'll ask if that indicator is as good as it sounds. But first, where's Wall Street? It's up, way up. Investors are very happy with that jobs number. The Dow is up 191 points at 11,197. The Nasdaq up about almost 2%. And the S&P 500 up just about 1%. In Europe, the debt crisis is getting worse. It's now more expensive for supposedly strong economies like Germany and Belgium to borrow money. Here in the U.S., the government said this morning that productivity shot up over the summer. That means those who have jobs are working harder. Now let's get to today's employment report with Richard DeKayser, economist at the Parthenon Group. He's with us now live from Boston. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
So the payroll company ADP says in November, the private sector added the most jobs since November of 2007. Is that as good as it sounds?
You know, Jeremy, I think it is, and a couple of reasons. Analysts are really focused on what the government's going to tell us happened in November. That number comes out on Friday, but the ADP payroll report is the single best predictor of that. So to see a number as high as it has been is very encouraging. Secondly, though, ADP has been running low of the government's figures to a substantial degree over the past year, falling short in 11 of the past 12 months, and on average by about 90,000. So it's quite possible we could see an even stronger figure from the government.
Now, Richard, also on the job front, Congress did not extend the unemployment benefits for some 2 million or so people who are going to start to lose their federal assistance as of today. These are people who have been collecting unemployment for a long time, almost 2 years. A lot of them probably won't be getting their old jobs back. What's going to happen to this chunk of the population that just can't find jobs?
Well, first, I think it's important to appreciate how big a deal this is. You know, the last time the unemployment rate was where it is today, back in the 80s, the average week of duration of unemployment was about 12 weeks. Now it's 20. So there's a lot of folks, and there's basically three options. They will leave the labor force, they will stay unemployed, or they will find alternatives. And which of those three is going to depend entirely on how well the economy is doing.
All right. Richard DeKayser, economist at the Parthenon Group. Thanks, as always, for your time.
My pleasure.
Well, the moment of truth has finally arrived. The moment of truth is actually the title of the report that's out today from the President's Deficit Commission. It calls for cuts in defense spending, a 10% reduction in the federal workforce, changes to entitlement programs, and tax increases. The 18-member panel will vote on the proposal on Friday. 14 of those members have to say yes to trigger a formal recommendation to Congress. Early indications are it's going to be a tight vote.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Toyota. Toyota is sharing technology and ideas for a better world. Learn more at toyota.com/ideas for good. By Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. And by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, working to strengthen America by empowering more young people to achieve educational success beyond high school.
Well, I've already gotten a Groupon deal in my email inbox this morning. It's half-price Spanish cuisine and drinks at some restaurant downtown. Well, that simple business model, daily deals that are all about getting groups of people to buy something at a discount, is apparently really attractive to Google. The search giant is said to be extremely close to buying the 2-year-old website Groupon for about $6 billion. Let's bring in Henry Blodgett for more on this. He's CEO of the website Business Insider, and he joins me now in our studio here in New York. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So what does Google see in a company like Groupon?
Google sees a huge new growth engine. Google's core business, search, is starting to mature. They are looking for another business that can drive it going forward. Groupon is one of the fastest growing companies in history. $500 million in revenue in its second or third year, so they see a huge opportunity there.
Is this about being a social network like Facebook?
No, Groupon really has nothing to do with social networking. What it does is local advertising, which Google has been trying to crack. And Groupon effectively has invented a whole new form of classified advertising, which Google thinks it could now go into.
Is Google worried that one of its competitors would pick up Groupon if it didn't?
Yes, Google is often motivated by competitive fronts. But I think the main motivation here is to, again, find a new big growth engine. Google has cash coming out of its ears, so even a huge price tag like the one we're talking about here isn't that big a deal for Google.
Henry Blodgett, you were at the center of a well-documented scandal that has you now banned from the securities industry. I don't want to get into that beyond saying that you know what it's like to get it both right and wrong on tech companies. How does Google know that it's right about the valuation of this thing?
Well, there's no way that they can know that they're right. Groupon's had an incredible start. Again, $500 million in real revenue. It's not a hallucination. It's not based on eyeballs. But what you have to remember is Google has $33 billion in cash on the balance sheet. It's generating $2 billion a quarter. It can afford to make a big bet like this, even if it doesn't work.
Okay, finally, I looked and Groupon, which apparently is worth many billions of dollars, only has 3,000 employees. With all of this big growth in Silicon Valley, are we getting anything out of it in the economy if we're not getting that many jobs?
I think you have to look at it reverse. 3 years ago, Groupon didn't exist, and now it employs 3,000 people worldwide. That's pretty extraordinary. It's hard to see that in any other industry. So I think what's going on in the tech industry is actually very beneficial for both the economy psychologically and in reality.
Henry Blodgett, CEO and editor-in-chief of Business Insider, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And finally, in New Jersey today, authorities are expected to approve the sale of the Resorts Atlantic City Casino. The casino opened in 1978. It was the first American casino to open outside of Nevada, but it was taken over by lenders last year after it stopped paying the mortgage. Well, word is the new owner is going to rebrand the casino with a Boardwalk Empire theme. That's the hit HBO show about Atlantic City back in the Prohibition era. I'm going to go ahead and bet that the new Resorts Casino is still going to serve booze. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Psst. Hey, you want to bet on a changing climate? Energy companies are putting big money into the next green energy thing, whatever that might be.
States now are asking themselves, my goodness, I was happy to be a leader, but I've just charged up this hill and the troops aren't behind me.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, winning and losing low carbon bets next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.